Welcome to another Reuters Sports Champions League podcast in a week which sees Ibrahimovic back in Amsterdam, Messi back with Barcelona, and Wayne Rooney left back in Manchester. Ed Asmund, kind of you to join us. What can you tell us? Why isn't Wayne Rooney going to play in this one?
Well, the reason given is that he's got an ankle injury, but there may be other reasons behind it. He's certainly been struggling this season. He's only scored one goal. That was from the penalty spot. And he's been completely outshone by Dimitar Berbatov. And of course, he's had his well-publicised personal problems. So,
okay, can Man United survive without him? Didn't get any goals at all against Rangers, of course. Are they going to change that this time?
Well, they'll be relying on Berbatov. I expect Berbatov to play up front on his own with five men in midfield. I mean, it is an important game, particularly for United to win now, having drawn with Rangers. But it's another test for Berbatov and possibly Michael Owen, who's also stepped up to the plate and scored three goals in the last week.
OK, we'll go to the other Owen, Owen Wyatt. Your predictions are legendary on this Champions League podcast, but you do know a little bit about Valencia. It's going to be quite a tricky game for Man United, isn't it?
It is going to be a tricky game for Man United. And to my surprise, actually, Valencia having lost David Villa to Barcelona and David Silva to Manchester City find themselves top of La Liga at the moment, unbeaten. Mm-hmm. They're playing a very physical, sort of rough and ready style of football, but it's working for them in La Liga. Unai Emery is a good manager. He did well at Almeria before joining Valencia. And they've got a bit of a rough diamond in Juan Mata, who was mm-hmm. the third of the trio who were linked with moves away from Valencia in the summer, who's playing very well. I think we can see an upset here. I think Valencia can beat United. Going on form. United didn't look like they had enough, you know, at the back against Bolton. I can see a Valencia win here.
Okay, United are shipping goals a lot away, aren't they, this season? They haven't won away. They've shipped seven in the Premier League in three matches. That's very unlike them. And with Ferdinand not there to shore up the defence as he has been, and we're not sure of his fitness when he does come back, I think they've got problems.
Okay, let's stick with the Spanish theme at the moment. Another team with some problems. I mean, they're actually doing very, very well in the league, but Real Madrid can't find their shooting boots at the moment when they're playing away from home, at least. Is that going to change in this game against Auxerre, Owen White?
I think it will, yeah. I mean, at the weekend, Real Madrid struggled against Levante. Mourinho was showing some signs of frustration on the bench. But Auxerre, a team that currently sitting, you know, 15th in the French league, they've got two wins this season. That's it from seven games. They're not looking too hot. I think we could see Real Madrid and Benzema, who is going to start up front, could grab a couple of goals tonight.
Okay, with a bit of luck, we're joined on the phone now by Mark Meadows in Milan. Mark, are you there?
I am indeed. Hello there.
Hi, Mark. We're going to change topic briefly. We'll get back on the Champions League in a minute. Mark, you've just stepped off a plane. Any exciting gossip to tell us about who was on there?
Yes, Mario Balotelli was on the plane with me. He got told off a little bit for not turning off his iPod while the plane was taking off, but other than that, he was well behaved.
Okay.
I assume he was popping back to Milan for a little check-up on his injury, because obviously he's out for several weeks. I did have a little chat with him, but he's, as people who know him know, he's not the most talkative guy, but he said he'd probably be back in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, all right, so he's flying some sort of super first-class jet, was he there, Mark?
No, it was just a very little plane flying from Manchester to Milan, but it's the only direct flight between the two cities, so he has to sit with all the plebs.
And as plebs go, you're certainly our favourite, Mark. Now, AC Milan, quite an interesting one, this one, because AC Milan are playing in Amsterdam, is that right?
They are indeed, tonight, yes.
Okay, and we're expecting Zlatan Ibrahimovic do well against his former club, aren't we?
Well, yeah, I mean, he scored two goals in his home debut and they beat Auxerre last time out. He was awful otherwise, but that's exactly what Milan has been lacking for the last three or four seasons, the player who can just appear out of nowhere and score two goals. And obviously he'll be keen to show the Ajax fans how much he's improved in the last 10 years or so. So I think pretty much a win is expected, although there's some kind of talk that Ronaldinho will be arrested, which he probably won't like, in a nice arena like the Amsterdam Arena. But Ajax obviously not the force they once were, and Milan will be disappointed if they lose that one.
Okay, and what about Inter Milan? Can we expect great things from them this week?
Well, they're playing Werder Bremen, but as has been the big problem so far this season, because of Balotelli, actually, because they sold Balotelli to Manchester City, they're very light up front. They have no options on the bench at all. They basically have three strikers, Pandev, Milito and Eto, and all of them are playing at once. Pandev and Milito are a little bit doubtful for tomorrow's game against Werder, so if they're not fit, they've basically got Eto and nobody else, and Schneider will have to kind of operate as a quasi-striker, so they really have left themselves a bit short there. And they're playing against Werder Bremen, who should have Marko Arnautovic up front, who was at Inter last season and only played three games, and they didn't like him and fired him off. So
I saw that Milan, not such a great result for Inter at the weekend. Has Benito started to get a little bit tetchy yet? Has he got his notebook with bullet points out in any news conferences? Or is he handling
not
it?
Not quite. It was a little bit tetchy about Liverpool a couple of days ago when he was saying, you know, the bosses at Liverpool didn't know anything about football, but here at Inter they understand the game. But so far he's been reasonably calm, although he did want to buy another striker during the transfer window. I mean, there was talk of Forlan, but I think Moratti realised that after the World Cup his price would have doubled, so he thought, I'm not hedging my bets with that. And I think in January they'll have to get someone in.
Seems to be a little bit of a theme, because Mourinho as well has said that he wanted to get another striker in the summer, but wasn't allowed to by the board either.
Anyway. Yeah, well, as you say, Benzema is going to have to step up to the plate, I think, there a little bit. Okay, before we go, I do want to just look at two more of the English teams. Chelsea have had a minor blip, should we say. They've lost their first serious test in the Premier League. They also lost in the League Cup. I don't suppose they'll be too bothered about that. Paul Radford, you're our tactics expert. What are they going to do? Paul Radford, I should explain, is out here with the salt and pepper pots, as usual. Sort of likes to explain everything as we go. Paul, what is Chelsea going to do differently in this one?
I think they're going to have to turn on the mustard, whatever that means. I don't think Chelsea will be too concerned. You know, they're still well ahead in the Premiership. They're scoring goals for fun. All right, they didn't get any against Manchester City, but I think the Champions League is a big priority for them. It's the one they've never won. It's the one Abramovich really wants to bring home, and certainly with Ancelotti, they've got the coach to do it, and they've got the team to do it. In spite of the absence of Drogba, who's still suspended, I think we can see Chelsea winning comfortably.
Yes, wouldn't be a surprise if we get that. And finally, just in Group H, I can't resist Group H for some reason. I'm drawn to it. This is the group that features Arsenal at the top of the league and Braga firmly at the bottom. Last week, Owen Wyatt, you tipped Braga for great things in this group. Didn't quite turn out that way against Arsenal, did it?
Tonight is a big night for Braga, and I think what they will have been doing, at least I hope they will, have been going through the tapes of one of the finest European performances in recent history by Roy Hodgson's Fulham side last season away at Shakhtar, who showed the world that they can be beaten away from home. So I think tonight's the night we're going to see the awakening of Europe's sleeping danger men, Braga. They're going to go out there, and I'm saying 2-1 Braga tonight.
Okay, thanks very much to everyone here. Thanks to Ed Osmond, Owen White, Mark Meadows on the phone, and Paul Radford, as I say, Mr. Salt and Pepper himself, and of course that's why we call him a seasoned journalist. Anyway, thanks very much indeed to everyone. My name's Kevin Farnham. Goodbye.